Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Question Reality with Priscilla Leona, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Question Reality. I'm Priscilla Leona, producer and host of the show, and we are coming to you live from Los Angeles, California. For 9 years, we have been ranked the number one entertainment advice internet radio show worldwide. Worldwide, not just locally, absolutely worldwide. Very proud of that, by the way. This show is for you if you are questioning your career reality by dreaming or currently pursuing a career in the entertainment industry. Now, the guest on this show will help you. They provide tips, advice, and resource information on how and what it takes to successfully pursue a wide variety of show business jobs. And that includes in front of and also behind the camera and the theatrical stage. Now, the guest on this show include Emmy winners, Grammy winners, Tony Award winners, reality TV stars, producers, directors, casting directors, talent managers, agents, screenwriters, actors, singers, songwriters, comedians, novelists, entertainment lawyers. My goodness, the list goes on and on. Basically, if there is someone in entertainment, we are going to have them on the show for that career. And we're always interested in having you email us about any particular career that we may not have covered. I mean, 9 years is a long time, and we've covered just about every career, but there's always one that pops up and we're like, wow, we definitely want to interview you because we do not have that job in our archive list. So please feel free to email us about any job that you feel that we did not cover. Now, what's special about this show is that all of the guests have been selected because they're at different stages of their careers, from obviously celebrities and award winners to professional people. And then once in a while, we will bring on the novice or the beginner. So that means that we'll definitely have someone who will be able to answer all of your show business career questions. And if you missed any of our shows or need advice about a specific entertainment career, please go to our archive page, which is on latalkradio.com on the website, and search for our show title, which is Question Reality, or you could search by my name, Priscilla Leona, and you can listen to any of our shows, download them 24 hours a day. We are here for you. My goodness, we're here. All of the Question Reality radio shows are also available for free on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher.com, under the podcast section. And please make sure you get our newly designed free mobile app. It's on the homepage of the latalkradio.com website, and it's located on the right-hand side towards the bottom. A lot of people want to know, where is it? I cannot find it. It is there. You just have to scroll, right-hand side. Finally, if you want to be a guest or refer someone to be on this show to promote themselves, their products, and help listeners with sage career advice, we are, as you know, always booked 6 months to a year in advance. And we're currently booking right now for January, February, and March. So if you want to be on the show, you're a professional, you can be considered. Please go to our official website, which is questionrealityradioshow.com, not latalkradio.com. That's where we air the show. For the actual list of upcoming guests and past guests, and to submit, you have to go to questionrealityradioshow.com, and you click the contact link for consideration. You can submit for consideration. We would love to have you. Now, as always, we have wonderful guests on the show, very exciting people doing exciting things. It's happening. And today is no exception. We have this woman is so beautiful. My God, if you see this woman, you are looking upon the face of radiance. You have to check her out. Her website is Tracy, T-R-A-C-I, S as in Sam Campbell.com. Tracy S. Campbell.com. She is a social entrepreneur, a technology consultant, a podcaster, and a host. My goodness, I think she does my job. Tracy is also a public speaker. She's also an author. She's an IT consultant, and she's the founder of two organizations called the CHAMP, C-H-A-M-P, Community Project, and the Bibo Foundation, which produces the annual Bibo, it's Beauty In, Beauty Out Awards. And the CHAMP Community Project and CHAMP, everybody wants to know what they stand for. CHAMP stands for Character, Happiness, Attitude, Mentality, and Purpose. And it's a 501c corporation, so it's nonprofit. And it aims to provide mental and emotional support education to single parents and teens. And the Bibo Awards, what they do is they seek to recognize dynamic women demonstrating leadership in their communities, and they celebrate real role models, like real. You have to have some serious credits to be a real role model, my goodness. And it's honored over 100 dynamic women since 2013. So the work of the Bibo Foundation is to educate and mentor budding female leaders and provide practical support to women in transition. How great is that? This has got to be like a seriously good-hearted, loving woman. Tracy, did I just describe you? Welcome to the show.
Well, I tell you, Priscilla, you know, I'm just going to try to live up to that incredible intro. Thank you so much. My goodness.
You are so welcome. My God, you are such a woman. Anybody would just, one, look at you and go, God, why can't I look like Tracy Campbell? That's the first thing we're thinking.
Thank you, Priscilla.
Yes, you are a beautiful, striking woman. So, one, we're looking at you going, God, why can't we look like Tracy? Wow, 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 wow. Then we go, my God, why can't we do what Tracy's doing? Wow, 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 wow. Then we say, Tracy, help us. Help us. We qualify. How? Well, first of all, I'm so impressed, one, because you are most impressed, and people think, oh, you know, she's just some beautiful, modelly, educated woman. But you know what? Let's talk about the real story. You are a product of a struggling single mother. You have worked your way to the top. You worked as a print model. You moonlighted as a hostess at an elite formal dining room at a prestigious hotel where any man who was a jet setter could have come and swooned you up and given you the lifestyle of a celebrity, but you were like, oh, hell no, right? But you know, working at that hotel allowed you to help your mother in paying the bills, meet ends meet. You know, you had these perceived glamour jobs, but you still, you know, experienced those periods like we all do. I mean, my God, look at the rich people, right, Tracy? They have millions of dollars, and they are like, I mean, they do drugs and alcohol to make themselves feel better. But you, too, like the rest of us, experienced, you know, the low self-esteem, the low self-confidence, but you were able to rise above it. Can you please tell us how it began, what happened, and how did you get to where you are now?
Absolutely. Well, once again, Priscilla, thank you for having me here. I truly appreciate that. And, you know, the beginning of my story probably isn't unlike a lot of the start of many successful people out there today. You know, I did come from a struggling single parent home. That is indeed true. Westside Baltimore was the area in which I grew up, which for those of you who are familiar with the Baltimore area, you know that the west side of Baltimore is not necessarily the nicest area to grow up in, and it still isn't. It has a lot of challenges. So we did the best that we could. And lucky for me, I had a mom who was extremely resourceful, very determined that her daughter, all of her children, not just me, but her, especially me at that time, I was the youngest of all her children. She wanted to make sure that I also went on to get an education and to rise above the current situation. So I greatly appreciate that. So fast forward a couple of years, late teens, for a number of various reasons and circumstances that I think were just divine connections. I was able to land positions at the Hyatt Regency at the Inner Harbor at that time in a job that, quite frankly, I was way too young to do, was not qualified to do. But because of the maturity, and again, I go back to my mom, I thank her for instilling that, because of the maturity and the responsibility that I exuded, I was able to be a hostess of a formal dining room, a five-star restaurant at that time, the Trellis Garden. And that job, it was really to pay the bills, to help my mother pay the bills, but it also instilled in me other traits that I really capitalized on later in my career. So that was very, I was very fortunate in that sense. I'm sure that they probably tightened the belt a lot around there, and I'm sure that may not happen anymore, but that was what happened. And then I went on to college and developed a career in information technology, computer science. Fast forward several more years later to starting the Bebo Foundation, Beauty and Beauty Out Foundation, and the Bebo Awards, as well as Champ Community Project, which we do a lot of great work overseas and in the Chicagoland area. So I've been very fortunate to have a career that started in one path and then branched into these two other paths. Just very grateful for these opportunities.
Well, first of all, I thought I heard you say, did you say that you were born in West Baltimore, like in Maryland, Baltimore, Maryland?
That is correct, yes.
Wow, I went to school in Maryland at Towson State. I'm from Connecticut, but I went to school in Towson State.
Wow, well, it's a small world because I'm extremely familiar with the Towson area. So, wow, look at that, Priscilla. Who would have thought? Wow, small world.
Not only that, girl, let me tell you, my friend Monica used to work at the Hyatt Regency. That is where I met Dudley Moore, who was there to do a concert at the Joseph Meyerhoff Theater, which I'm sure you're familiar with.
Wow.
And I met him, and I was at a crossroads in my life. I was thinking of either going to New York and pursuing a career in theater, which was my background and what I was familiar with because, you know, my aunt was an actress on Broadway. And I thought, well, should I go back there or do I want to pursue film? So after meeting Dudley Moore at that restaurant in the hotel that was there at the time, because Monica worked as the sales director there at the time. Yeah, so, but we're talking like a while back. I'm not going to say when, but it was a while back. But I, after talking to him, he is the one that talked me into coming to LA. I didn't have any friends here, family. I'd never even been to California. And he said, you know what, Priscilla, the biggest thing that is going to hurt you, it's not a physical pain. It is not a, it is a mental pain, and it's called what did he say? He said it's the disease called regret. And he said, right, if you do not pursue a career in film and television, which is what I told him, I said, well, I've done theater. I really want to produce. I really want to be a producer or director. I'm not sure which, but he said that disease regret will eat you alive. And it is something that people will not see physically, but eventually it will come out and it will present itself mentally, which will cause you to physically be able to drink. And he said, look at this. And God knows Dudley was, he liked the cocktail. Let me just tell you that. Dudley Moore liked his cocktails. And he said, and it was at that very hotel that I made a decision that I was moving to California. And I did. So that is so weird that you worked at that hotel, because that was the thing that changed my life, working in that dining room. And I don't remember the name of the restaurant, but it was right there at the Hyatt Regency, right there on Pratt Street in Charles.
That is correct. Yes, the Inner Harbor. Wow. Well, you know, that hotel, I'll tell you, you know, we definitely saw our fair share. I was a teenager at the time. And of course, at that time, it was really overwhelming. When I worked there, but we saw our fair share of celebrities come through on a regular basis. And then once I started college, right before I started interning in more technical and scientific fields and companies, more in line with my degree, prior to doing that, I actually also worked at the Omni Convention Hotel, which is another big hotel in Baltimore.
Oh, yeah, right on that hill, right? It was like right on that hill, right by where I used to do theater, which was the Spotlighters Theater right on St. Paul Street.
Yeah, not far from there. Not far from there. Yeah, Omni Convention Hotel. Yeah.
I'm thinking the Tremont Plaza Hotel, maybe on St. Paul, because I can't remember which one is, but maybe it's the Omni on Pratt Street in by the Hyatt, or is it on the one on St. Paul or Charles Street?
Well, you know, the Omni Convention Hotel, if it's still there, it's been many, many moons since I've been to downtown Baltimore, but if it's still there, it would be positioned not far from what is known as Howard and Charles Street.
North Street Market, right? That marketplace?
Not far from there. Far from there. Yeah.
Oh gosh, girl, you are bringing back the memories now.
Yeah. We're going down memory lane, yes. Yes. And you're forcing me to exercise aspects of my brain that I haven't exercised in a long time, Priscilla.
I remember, but when you say West Baltimore, I think of because I had a couple friends that lived in West Baltimore on a street called Arlington Avenue, Schroeder Street, Stricker Street. I think that was considered, it was between Lombard and Pratt, but that was considered West Baltimore. I don't know where you were. Do those streets sound familiar at all? Or
well, you know, Pratt is a very, very long street. Yeah, so it runs from one side essentially to the other, for lack of a better way to put it. So, you know, the area that I'm referring to, the other streets don't ring a bell with me. However, again, Baltimore is known for a lot of one-way streets and a lot of long streets. So,
Pratt Street was heading east, and Lombard was going west, and you just knew that you couldn't take those streets if you were going east or west, depending on what your whole world revolved around. I used to get lost all the time down there, but
it's very easy to do. Very easy.
The Inner Harbor was like my stomping ground, honey. Let me tell you, back in the late '80s, '90s, that's where the ships used to come in the Inner Harbor, and we were at that restaurant Phillips by the Inner Harbor.
Yes.
Yeah,
that's right.
Very good.
That's right.
But that was during a time, I mean, I feel that I haven't been back there in, years, but decades rather. But I feel like it was a really fun time back then. So I don't know. Something happened. I hear like things are not going well in Maryland in general now from my friends that are still living there. But, you know, so many great people have come out of Maryland and have gone on to really, really make things happen. I've run across a lot of people, and you certainly are one of them. And are you now? What is your goal that you have right now that you're working towards? Because you have achieved so many goals, and you're passionate about so many things. What are you working on now that you feel is going to take you to the next level, or that people should know about to get involved in if they're having certain problems?
Well, you know, one of the things, and there's many things going on right now, and it's not just me. You know, I've been really blessed to be surrounded with some incredible people that comprise the teams that I work with. I have an amazing team that helps us to promote the mission of the CHAMP Community Project. Again, CHAMP stands for Character, Happiness, Attitude, Mentality, and Purpose. And that came directly from some of the challenges, some of the situations that my mother and I found ourselves in, navigating through growing up in West Baltimore and dealing with the issues that are unique to a single-parent household. That education came from my own experience. Fast forward many years after my mother passed away, and I decided, hey, I want to do something that would help teenagers growing up in that type of environment, facing those type of challenges, which are different than a two-parent home. So luckily for me, I was able to author The CHAMP Within, a book and workbook program in 2009. We formed the CHAMP Community Project as a 501c3, again, with the purpose of helping single parents, single mothers and fathers and teenagers really get supplemental mental and emotional support that they don't get in school, or it's oftentimes they don't even get at home because mom and dad are working X jobs to make ends meet. And lucky for us, that caught on, and we've been able to educate well over 600 young people through that program, and well over 300 single parents through that program. So we want to continue to grow that initiative, and I have a team of just amazing people over there that help me to do just that. And then on the Bevo, Beauty and Beauty Outside of the House, we are embarking on our fifth year anniversary of the Bevo Awards. We've honored over 120 amazing women in four cities over the last 5 years. And our anniversary is this September 23rd, right here in Chicago, where it all started. So we're super excited and extremely busy planning for that event in 2 weeks. And then our Bevo Foundation was formed last year to provide year-round support to women of all backgrounds, all situations, if you will, young, old, transitioning, empty nesters. But we truly focus on women who are dealing with the issues of homelessness and domestic violence. That is a very near and dear initiative to us that we do a lot to support, as well as launching a technology-based educational mentorship program for young women like myself who develop or want to develop a career in science and technology. Women are still very much the minority in that industry. So yeah, those are just some of the various aspects of what we do.
Well, you do so much. I feel like I'm in a whirlwind. I could never keep up with you. Oh, my Lord. I don't even know what's going on now. All right, so let's break it down. Let's start with the Champ Within. Now, yes. From my understanding, the Champ Within helps people to fight depression, drug addiction, abuse, bullying, relationship issues, and I understand you have a program, and I read something when I was doing research. It said, I think it was on the Twitter, and it said, Within program and show, they're coming to your city. Are you ready? What does that mean? Is this, I understand you're based out of Chicago, so do you have like a brick and mortar building where people come and they take classes, or what? Let's just break it down with just the Champ Within, the Champ. How do you go? Do you go from city to city? Do you have seminars? Do you take your show on the road, so to speak? How do people find out about you, and how can they actually come and meet you or meet your representatives? Do you travel from city to city? Tell us just about that.
Sure. So the Champ Within program, just like the Bevo Awards and the Bevo Foundation, were both founded right here in the Chicagoland area. Now with Champ, it really has become, depending on the city and depending on the organization that wants to adopt it, it really takes the form more often than not as an after-school type initiative. We are part of the curriculum, part of the infrastructure of schools over in Nairobi, Kenya for the last 6 years. They have adopted the program as literally part of their curriculum, so it's embedded in their school system and about three schools over there that we service. Here in the U.S., specifically in Illinois and parts of Georgia, it's become more of an after-school program where young people, especially those, again, from a single-parent environment, can take advantage of this additional education that helps them deal with whether it's depression, whether it's low grades, whether it's problems in communication. It really fosters and encourages young people to better express themselves through the written word, which we've gotten away from with texting and Instagram and all these great things. However, it has handicapped our young people, quite frankly. So we are strong advocates of getting back to writing, getting back to reading, getting back to learning how to properly communicate. And I tell you, some of the things we've been able to uncover through getting back to the basics, as I like to say, we've uncovered some things with young people from unveiling that they're dealing with some type of inappropriate behavior from a relative, that they're depressed about their home life for another reason, that they miss a parent that is not in the home. I mean, I could go on and on of some of the things you've been able to unearth through this type of supplemental education that is not offered in the general school system.
Well, that's what I was going to ask. That's what I was going to ask, because the CHAMP, it's a community project, and it provides mental and emotional supplemental support for teens and children of single family homes. My question was, how have you approached the schools and said, hey, mm-hmm. can you let the kids know that we offer this program as an outside curriculum? And what has been their response to that?
You know, unfortunately, here in the Chicago area, it's been extremely challenging. And that is primarily because, unfortunately, we're dealing with a very broken educational system here in Chicago due to lack of funding, due to all sorts of just unbelievable political shenanigans. So unfortunately, here in Chicago, I would say even in the Illinois area, it's been extremely challenging. Luckily for us, we've been able to get the program in two organizations, and these organizations are not even in the city of Chicago. They're in the suburbs of Chicago, where the education systems out in the suburbs are a lot more stable and a lot less impacted by what's going on in our capital in Springfield in Illinois. So we've been able to bring the program to areas such as Addison, Illinois, and areas closer to Moraine Valley and so forth. So that's where we primarily focus the program. We are trying so hard to get it inside CPS, Chicago Public Schools, because it is extremely, extremely needed. So that is an uphill battle that we're fighting, and we've been fighting because of the challenges here. However, in other areas such as parts of Georgia, it's been still a challenge, but not as challenging. We've been able to get embedded in the Boys and Girls Club down there that have come on to support this and are starting to embed this. And of course, once again, we do quite a bit of work overseas. And we're aiming to bring the program in conjunction with the National Association of Park Foundations. That's a mouthful, but it's a foundation that wants to bring this program to park foundations across the U.S. so that if your kids in the summertime are associated with a park foundation or a park district, they can also take advantage of this as well and better prepare them for the next school year. So we're working on that model, and so far we have a lot of very positive response to that, and we're looking forward to developing the program that way as well.
Okay, so let me break it down for people who are listening the way, from what I understand, that this is working. And I am getting this information for those of you who are interested. I would highly recommend you go to the website, and it is champcommunityproject.org. CHAMP, C-H-A-M-P, communityproject.org. And all of the information will be on there, but just to kind of get you interested to even go, what I love is how it's broke down. They have program, assessment, graduation. So the program basically takes the students through the pillars of CHAMP, which again, as we said earlier, stands for character, happiness, attitude, mentality, and purpose. And over the course of 5 weeks, and they using constructs that have been proven to support a strong and mental emotional foundation, this is how the program is broken down. Then they do assessments. So the CHAMP program within, it's a measurable program, and they have pre and post assessments of students that are taken to get like a before picture and then an after evaluation of the program's effectiveness. And then reports provide needed insights into particular behavior. As Tracy was saying, you find out what's going on in the home behind the scenes, because, you know, kids and teens are not going to just immediately blurt it out. Some will, but most won't. So that is part of the assessment. And then what's great is that they actually have a graduation, which I love, and they have rewarding accomplishments. It's important because some people need instant gratification. They need to see results immediately. And so this program offers graduation celebrations to kind of cement, you know, the importance of the CHAMP curriculum and the practices into the minds of the kids. And it also encourages a further mental and emotional growth long term. So I feel that this should be something that's put on bulletin boards in schools and colleges.
We concur. Yes, it's needed. I mean, we all know that single parents do a phenomenal job. I cannot brag on my mother enough. She took on the role of mother and dad, which is not what we ideally want. That's what she was forced to do. And a lot of single parents are forced to take on both mom and dad roles. But again, they're human. They you know, they can't do it all. And they also have to provide for the home. So unfortunately, usually there is something that is amiss in the home. And this is where we hope that the Chant Within program can come in and act as an aid, not just for the teen, but also for the parent, because a lot of them are dealing with unresolved issues. Priscilla, back in 2011, we did a little experiment. This is my science background coming out. We did a little experiment with the program as is. We did not change a thing. And we employed 22 adults to go through the program and to give us feedback. About 18 of them, if I remember correctly, followed directions and went through it the correct way. And of those, we actually did a case study on 10 of them, adults, full adults, well over the age of 25 and 30, that were still dealing with issues of bullying, issues of sexual abuse, issues stemming around divorce, multiple divorces, and it was affecting their lives in some way, shape, or form. And they thought that this program helped them to deal with some very suppressed emotions, very suppressed feelings, and some of them actually went on to get help, more targeted help for their situation. So we've proven that this program is very effective, not only with teens, but also with adults who are dealing with emotional baggage.
Oh, yeah. I mean, things that happen to you, being a child, a baby and a child and a teen, I mean, these are pivotal times in your life. These are the things that happen to you that are going to really help form who you are as an adult, along with peer influence, et cetera, et cetera. So adults, I mean, you are a product of where you come from. There is no ands or buts. So if you are not receiving a positive household, whether it's getting the right food, getting the right education, having the right friends, it is going to determine for the most part, what your outlook is. But that doesn't mean you can't change it. But, you know, how many times have we seen people who are in gangs turn their life around because there is something within them that says, no, I'm not going to become a product of my environment. So, yes, you may be in a situation where you're in a single parent home, but that does not determine who you will become. You determine who you will become if you're strong enough, you know, and these programs like you have are so important because a lot of people fall victim to being in the gangs or committing a crime to survive. I'm not even talking about to be bad. I'm talking about to survive, like to eat, to help, get medicine. I mean, how many times have we heard people breaking into pharmacies to get medicine for their dying and ailing parents and siblings and, you know,
that's
children?
Right. That is so true.
And so it's not, it's for basic survival. And I think that the system that we have, I know this might sound crazy to you, but I feel like we are only paid wages to survive. I mean, for the most part. And it's like they only pay us enough to make sure we come back the next day to get that paycheck. It's like, because they paid us millions like they do celebrities and sports stars, we wouldn't come back to that job.
And I would hope that those who truly need help beyond the paycheck, if you will, if we were all paid at that level, would then get the help. But oftentimes, and I'm sure you know this, Priscilla, oftentimes those with the most money, those with the most resources are the most reluctant to deal with their issues. So, you know, it becomes, I know that's a whole other topic for another day, I'm sure. But, you know, it becomes an issue of personal choice, and it becomes an issue of someone shining a spotlight on the issue that you have, right? So that's what I like to think. I like to think that CHAMP is a program that, especially when we're dealing with young people who may not be able to articulate it well or know how to even deal with these emotions that they're feeling, I like to think that this CHAMP Within program helps to shine the spotlight on those issues so that we as adults who are supposedly more responsible can truly help them get through and help them get a firm foundation.
That's our goal. And what is great about your program is that you teach the tools that children need to be able to express themselves more to get help that they need later on in life or from other sources as well. Because a lot of times, you know, if you're raised in a household where there is no education, how are you going to be educated? The school system, I don't know. You can't really rely on that too much. But, you need to be around education people who are mentors to be able to teach you. Yes, you can become articulate. Yes, you can become well-spoken. It may not be something in your household, but that doesn't mean that you can't do it on your own. My gosh, you know, in my opinion, there is no reason, Tracy, that you cannot self-educate. You know, you with Google and where you watch the YouTube and all of the things that are available to you today, all you need to do is get a syllabus. I mean, here's what I thought. I don't know if it's possible. You can get a syllabus of what they're teaching at college and you just get your ass to the library or you go on Google and YouTube. You can get your own damn degree. Everything they're teaching you, the books are available for free. Anything you want to learn in life, the internet now has provided that for you. And yes, social media is great, but you know, use the tools to educate yourself rather than spending 8 hours a damn day worrying about what your friends and family members are doing on social media. That's just crazy.
It goes back to, and I agree to the point of, yes, you know, more than ever, we have so many resources available at our disposal more than at any time in previous history. However, that also presents another challenge, even though this is coming from someone who has built a career in information technology and science. So this is from someone who I live this every day still. With all these great innovations and these great resources that we have, the internet and YouTube and all sorts of other things, live streaming, and we can go on and on. It emphasizes, though, and underscores, though, the responsibility that we have, even more so now than ever, to guide our next generation of people down the right path. And unfortunately, they can't sit in front of a computer by itself, in and of itself, and get that guidance. So once again,
they may not have been taught self-motivation in the household. You know, you've got to be extremely self-motivated to be an entrepreneur. And that means working on your own. And if this is something that's not taught in your household, you cannot learn it. So yes, I see your point. You know, not everybody is going to have that willpower and determination in them to do it because that may not have been something they've been exposed and seen. So they may not know how to do that. So I totally get your point. That is for a rare person who really wants to break out. I mean, you got to have an entrepreneurial spirit to be able to sit and self-educate. There are so many people who can't even focus for 5 minutes. Their attention span, I mean, I see it today in adults, especially in the entertainment industry, Tracy. My gosh, you go to these red carpet events and these Hollywood parties, and you got people in the business who can't even focus 10 seconds on what you're talking about. They're looking around the room to see what else is more exciting. And, you know, what can this person win? Imagine how children, I mean, they don't have a great attention span to begin with. So you got to teach them to really, really focus. But real quick, because we're running out of time, I know you do current events. I know that the CHAMP Community Projects host various fundraising and community-based activities all year long to build awareness of the plight of teens that grow up in the disadvantaged single-parent homes. So are you having any upcoming events? Because these events are geared to also recruit new volunteers serving in the local community. So it's a you know, it's to help raise funds and it's to help build your tribe. I believe that your vibe will bring your tribe. If you're positive and you're upbeat and you're sharing your knowledge, you can build your tribe of people that are going to help you get the team that you need in order to reach your goal, right? So you have these fundraising and community-based activities. Is there anything coming up that we should know about? I know you just had a golf thing, right? A celebrity pro-am golf thing in May. So what's coming up next that we can, or the people in Chicago can go to? I imagine you're based out of Chicago. So, you know, what can we expect coming up?
So with the Champ Community Project, our biggest events of the year do take place in May. That is our alliance with ColorVibe 5K, where we have a fantastic time being big kids for the day. It's a family event. It's a lot of paint, a lot of loud music, and, of course, the 5K. That happens in May, as well as our celebrity golf outing that happens every year. We're coming up on 5 years of that in 2018 as well. Those are our big initiatives to raise funds and to build awareness. However, we are embarking this year on a father-daughter dance that we hope to put off this fall. Yeah, so I think that it's awesome to bring in more of the single dad demographic.
Yes.
We do want to support them as well. And then in 2018, fall of 2018, we hope to have not on the scale of the Bebo Awards, not on the scale of Bebo and not in multi cities like Bebo, but to have a Champ Award ceremony to celebrate especially young men who are doing exceptionally well in high school and college, and to also celebrate men that are mentors, role models, and yes, single dads doing exceptional things in the community. So we're hoping to get that off the ground in fall of 2018 as well. All of these things are under the CHAMP umbrella.
Yes. And how can we, everyone who's listening, how can we help if we're not, you know, in Chicago where we could physically volunteer or do something? Can we donate money, or what can overall people do?
Well, definitely, if you want to support us, there's a number of things. You know, we are, again, aligning with the National Association of Park Foundations, and we are beginning to start the process of bringing the CHAMP Within program through the CHAMP Community Project, our 501c3, to various communities associated with park districts throughout the U.S. So right now would be a fantastic time for folks to align with us, to get involved, become volunteers, not just in Chicago, but in other cities as we grow this initiative. And you can do that by visiting www.thechampcommunityproject.org, www.champcommunityproject.org. And you can also email us at info@champcommunityproject.org so that we can begin to add you to our database. We can begin to socialize what we do with you. And yes, we are growing rapidly with the alliance with the National Association of Park Foundations.
Well, I'm telling you, Tracy, you definitely have to get this in schools. This has to happen. I don't know how you're going to do it, honey, but you got to do it. I don't know how. But I think knowing you, you're going to do it eventually. Let's talk real quick about Bebo. I love saying
yes.
That. Bebo! Now, the Bebo Awards. Now, I go to the website. This is another program that Tracy has. It's called BeboAwards.com, B-I-B-O Awards.com. And what I love is that, I don't know if it's you, Tracy, that does this, but I really love organization and a structured mind. I'm a little OCD. I'm extremely organized, and I like things to be arranged in a certain way. And what I love is that throughout the websites, I like how it's broken down into three categories. Very simple, very succinct and terse, and I really love that because, you know, again, people don't have attention spans these days. So if you go to the website BIBOAwards.com, which again is another program Tracy has along with others, she has it broken down into three categories. One, engage. Two, participate. Three, nominate. And in the engage portion, and again, very succinct, BIBO stands for Beauty In, Beauty Out. And their focus is on positively revamping the image of women. This is a very female-oriented program, I would imagine. And then under Participate, Bebo organizes a number of thoughtfully designed programs, and they're strategically geared towards empowering and uplifting women. That's how what the participation is. And then Nominate, which is great. I hope somebody nominates me. It is very likely that you know someone within your community whose accomplishments are worthy of being celebrated. So this is a program where you can nominate someone to receive an award. Say, for example, there is a teacher that has helped you so much, or maybe you're the parent of a student who was doing so poorly in a subject, and then the teacher did something to make the student finally understand. So you would probably nominate a teacher. Or again, I would nominate Tracy, but that's just me.
Well, that might be violating the rules a little bit. Yeah. Yeah. We don't want to get in trouble. Yeah.
I nominate Tracy. Accepting the award for Tracy is Priscilla Leona. She can't be here today. It's going to stay on my mantle. That's okay, right? But anyway, this is a great program. Tell us a little bit about that. And we got 5 minutes left to go. So as much as you can.
Sure. Well, Bebo, again, stands for Beauty In, Beauty Out. We have a 501c3 association, the Bebo Foundation, which is our charitable arm of Bebo. And the Bebo Awards are an annual celebration. We usually have it in Chicago, in Las Vegas. And some years we're in L.A. We've also been down to Atlanta with the awards show. So we're celebrating a five-year anniversary this year on September 23rd in Chicago, where it all started. And so next year we'll be back on the road, hopefully back to Vegas, to bring it back out to the ladies out west. But it truly celebrates women who are exceptional role models and leaders in their communities. And we have 14 categories that we celebrate women in. We rotate the categories. For example, this year we have 9, including outstanding educational leadership, outstanding political, community and political leadership, amazing overcomer, women who have fought the odds and are still standing to tell the story. We are introducing the athletics category this year. And we, of course, have our Legacy of Beauty recipient, who is a woman generally over the age of 60, who has given a lifetime of service to her community, and in all sorts of ways. So these are just some of the areas that we celebrate through the Bebo Awards each and every year. Again, usually in 3 cities, but this year, because of the anniversary year, we're going to keep the celebration here in Chicago, have folks fly in from other cities to help us celebrate not only the 120 women we've already honored, but the 30 that we will be inducting into the Bebo family this year.
Wow. And what I love that you called the Bebo Awards, it's called the Legacy of Beauty category, and it celebrates mature beauties. I like
that.
Right. I love that. And again, celebrates all women from all walks of life and the great work that they do. So maybe you know, I don't know if you can nominate your mother. I would imagine you could nominate your mother.
We get all sorts of nominations every year, and me and the team, well, actually not me, because I'm not involved in this process, but the team, they have the job, the daunting job of narrowing the list down to a number that we can handle. And those ladies will receive our Bebo Recognition Award. And then those who are a little more ambitious can participate. It's elective. They can participate in the online voting. It just ended for this year. And that will determine who will also get, in addition to the Bebo Recognition Award, who will also get our coveted Reflection Award trophy. It is handmade every year, and we give it out to those who participate in that second aspect of selection. So everyone is a winner. We are celebrating winners amongst winners, Priscilla, when we go to the Bebo Awards. There are no losers. And we are so excited to treat these women like queens for the night, which they are. And it's a glamorous event, dinner, reception, show, after party. We do it up because we want these women to get the recognition that they probably, unfortunately, wouldn't get because they're not celebrities. Well, we have honored celebrities, but the vast majority of the ladies are not celebrities. And we want them to feel like a celebrity, even if it's for just that one night.
Well, I noticed right here on the website, real quick, and we only have seconds. I noticed that there's a co-founder of We Win Foundation, sister of actress Tichina Arnold. Everybody hates Chris. What, one of my very best friends in the world is Ernest Thomas from What's Happening and Everybody Hates Chris. I just went to his book signing tour yesterday, and he would be a fantastic person to come and speak because he does that as well as his book just came out, From Raj to Riches. Very clever. Wow. About, you know, an autobiography about how you can overcome anything in your life, because he too is a child of a single parent. So he would be a fantastic person to come and be a speaker. Why don't you email me personally and let's make that happen if you want him to come and speak.
That would be wonderful.
You would love this man. And let me tell you, when he talks, you feel like he is up on a cloud, because he is like, I swear, he's very much like a pastor or a reverend. He has that beautiful speaking voice, and you feel so motivated and so inspired, and he is pro women. I mean, he loves his mother Liza and his sister Rosie. He is all about empowering women. So please email me and let's try to get him out to be a speaker for one of your award shows.
We would love to have him, and we will absolutely work on that. Absolutely. Yes. Oh. We're looking forward to it.
All right, so email me. All right, everybody, go to her website, BIBOAwards.com, and check out that, and also champcommunityproject.org. So you got to come on my show next year. Will you please email me and let me know when you're available if you want to promote one of these projects? Let me know at least
a month
so that we can promote it like a couple months before, and then we'll have you come on and pump it up and bring more recognition to these programs. And also email me and remind me. I have a great guy in Georgia who's right now has a big educational thing. I don't know what he can do, but he might be able to help you get in more schools in Georgia.
Appreciate that. So that is awesome. And this is what I mean by collaboration and helping each other. We're in a day and age where we absolutely have to do that. I truly appreciate that.
Oh, yeah. So you can call me personally. You have my information. It's in the email I sent you. All right, everybody. Thank you so much, Tracy Campbell, for coming on the show. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Say goodbye to your fans, Tracy, because I know you got them.
Well, good night, everyone. Have a great night. Looking forward to connecting with you again soon.
Okay. Bye, everyone. We'll see you next week. Bye.
You're listening to Question Reality with Priscilla Leona, right here on LA Talk Radio.